JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we travel to King's House to attend the JIS Heritage Awards ceremony, and later the new JIS Glimpse of Christmas segment and a Yuletide tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. For the past 5 years, the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, has been highlighting the work of students across the island in its Heritage Essay Competition. The Heritage Poster Competition came 3 years later to demonstrate their artistic prowess. This year, judges had to choose the top students out of a total of 88 essay entries and 48 poster entries from 10 of the 14 parishes. Janelle Layla sat with bated breath, waiting for the essay winner to be announced. She heard the name of her school first, obvious anticipation. Then, as her name was announced, she stood to her feet and walked to the front of the room, propelled by the shouts and applause of her supporters and well-wishers. She copped the top prize of a WB Trophy, a $15,000 gift certificate from Jamaica National Building Society, $15,000 cash from NCB Foundation, a tablet from Singer, a weekend for four at Franklin D Resort, and movie tickets from Palace Amusement. Janelle mentions the joy and relief she felt after winning the competition.
I feel very glad. Before they announced the winner, I was shaking from head to toe. So when I heard my name, I was very relieved.
Meanwhile, Austin Ferguson from Coburn Gardens Primary was named the first runner-up, while DeLorna Garrick from Linstead Primary was second runner-up. And 15-year-old Arane Black of Anchovy High copped the top award for the poster competition, walking away with $15,000 from Garden Life, a tablet from Innovative Corporate Solutions, a certificate for a graphics course from the Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts, a trophy sponsored by WB Trophies, and the JIS Trophy. Arane was at a loss for words when he heard his name called.
Words can't explain. I was really nervous at first, but I praise God.
The aspiring artist and architect says the competition has reassured him of his own talent. Abigail Spaulding from Arden Prep and Extension High placed second, while Jody Levy from DeCartwright College was third. Chief Executive Officer of the JIS, Donna Marie Rowe, commended all participants for the stellar quality of work they produced. Congratulations to you all.
Protect our children against lead poisoning by proper storage and disposal of old car batteries, and use lead-free paint. If you think your child might be exposed to lead, call the Caribbean Poison Information Network, CARPIN, at 1-888-764-7667. Visit CARPIN's Facebook and Twitter pages for information on poison prevention. This message brought to you by the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization.
The second goal of Vision 2030 is for the Jamaican society to be secure, cohesive, and just. This goal focuses on the restoration of safety and security in society. View the dashboard of indicators at vision2030.gov.jm. Time now for a glimpse of Christmas from JIS's Stephanie Todd.
When I got bigger and I came out here to live with my grandma, one of the traditions we used to have was baking cake. It wasn't a one-time thing. I mean, we started preparing about a month or two in advance. We'd have to get the wine, the fruits and everything and soak it. And then closer to Christmas, we'd spend one entire day just making batter and baking cakes. Of course, the best part of that experience would be to eat the batter out of the dish. So what you would do is divide the bowl into around three different sections for me and my other two cousins, and then we basically have to watch all throughout the night to make sure that none of the cakes burnt up.
And now a tip for the Yuletide season.
Santa, ketchup in a mango tree.
Get children involved in the holiday gift giving. Offer them a plain wrapping paper to decorate with drawings and cutouts. It'll be fun and will help to teach them generosity. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.